Hi, my name's Shane Burley.
And I'm Monica Homburg.
And we are the S&M...
Rant, 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 rant. Rant, 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 cockbiter. Rant, 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 lick my nuts. Rant, 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 ball sucker. Rant, 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 rant. It's like I got nothing.
Wer ist der größere Fucktot?
So Shane is legitimately sick. I think that's like really ironic considering that I kept faking he was sick for the outros for the last 2 weeks because he just couldn't do the outros, but now he's actually sick. So no Shane today, but I'll read out the stories. We have a really awesome, sexy, funny, dark humor gal coming up. She will judge. Her name is Jackie Gold, and it's going to be rad. We have two amazing stories of fucktardiness. And if I may ingratiate myself further on this podcast, I have to say that in both of these cases, I kind of also think the victim is somewhat fucktarded. And I've said this before. Obviously, somebody who preys on somebody, they're the prime fucktard, and nobody deserves it, no matter how naive they are, to have somebody prey on. Absolutely. So, you know, just keep that in mind when I lose it here. But holy crap, sometimes. I mean, sometimes you just fuck. You're like, what? What? Okay, I'll start with this one. This one's from the Ottawa Citizen, and it's just confusing on about four different levels. So it goes like this. Spa operator accused of sexual assault. Man says incident followed Facebook offer of cheap massage. An attempt to save a few dollars by accepting a free massage from a stranger on Facebook ended instead with spa owner trying to perform oral sex, a man testified in Ottawa court Monday. This is always how bad things start. I mean, if you're getting an email offering a free massage from a stranger, I don't know, just starting right fucking there, I'd be like, hey! Some random stranger wants to give me a massage. And I can't remember if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but a few years ago, here in Vancouver, there was this dude, and I didn't know much about this dude, except that one day I saw this flyer posted on my street, which at the time was Commercial Drive, which is sort of this hippie area, and there was a notice, and it was warning. And basically the warning was stating that there was this dude, and he was randomly asking women to go, you know, to his apartment, and he'd give them a massage, you know, because he was training and needed to get the credit hours. Again, people do those credit hours in order for their course and everything. But the thing is, they usually do it with their friends or somebody who trusts seeing them naked or being in their apartment. I mean, especially if you're in a city, it's just like, it's whatever, common sense, I would say. Anyway, all that to say that this guy apparently, so it was basically, you know, he was asking women, and the tone of the ad was like, you know, not that they were warning people that this was happening, but that they were warning people because women had done it, and oh, by the way, turns out he's a molester. It's like, okay, well, thank you for that freaking telling information, because every time I've been somewhere random, and some guys offered to touch my breasts, I've been like, well, is it for your studies? Well, am I fucking in? Where do I go? Where, that shack in the barn? Where? Just, I'm there. I'm fucking right there. So, all right. I'm going to continue. The 29-year-old said he had gone to Elise Salon and Spa on Bank Street on the evening of November 19th, 2008, after chatting online with Elias Elhiti. The man testified he had no idea who Elhiti was before a message landed in his Facebook account, but took him up on the offer, because massages were expensive. And Elhiti told him he needed to practice hours to qualify as a certified therapist. Again, there's a list of shit that I think you don't scrimp on. One is on places where you have to be naked in front of somebody, and they could potentially be a molester. that's not something you scrimp on. You're not like, hey, anyone out there who would want to massage me free, I'm willing to be naked. It just doesn't seem like a good plan. You know, that and, you know, hiring hitmen. Those are things I think you should spend money on. Maybe a gimp mask. Because, you know, safety concerns. But other than that, yeah, you're welcome to scrimp on whatever. So the man who said he covered himself with a sheet said El Hiti had first massaged his back, then he flipped over on his back. El Hiti began massaging his chest, shoulders, and neck after fitting him with a bed mask and complimenting him on his body, he said. I gotta say, that right off the bat is the worst place, even if you're not a perv, to be complimenting somebody. It'd be like, okay, thanks! That's so great, okay. The man testified El Hiti then brushed against his penis while massaging his leg. About 30 seconds later, he felt a moist, quote, sensation, unquote, that he believed to be El Hiti's mouth on his penis. Believed to be! Okay, well, the man said he popped up, quote, unquote, from the table. Yeah, I guess, you know, you'd feel it and then be like, holy fuck, what? But you would think that you would see the guy's lips still on you if that happened. All right, so whatever. The man said he, quote, popped up from the table and confronted El Hiti, who apologized profusely, according to the man. The man said he stormed out of the spa, which burnt down about 2 months after El Hiti was charged. El Hiti, 41, has pleaded not guilty to sexual assault. The man called police right away, but didn't tell him about the oral sex until nearly 2 weeks later. El Hiti's lawyer, Michael Smith, suggested El Hiti told the man he had only invited him. This is the best. I'm getting to what I thought was one of the best parts. This guy's lawyer. Like, fuck me. You have a lawyer. Like, they come up with the most random shit to get these people off. All right. El Hiti's lawyer, Michael Smith, suggested El Hiti told the man he had only invited him to the spa as a prank to find out if he was gay, but never gave him a massage. A prank to find out if someone's gay. Like, first of all, if you do that, you're a fucktard to begin with. But it just seems so implausible. And to come up with that, and again, I don't think it is the lawyer who came up with it. I think it's obviously the client, but the lawyer went along with it, which is a big problem. Smith suggested that the remark made the man angry, leading him to call El Hiti names and threatening, quote, to make him pay, unquote. When El Hiti threatened to call police, the man said he'd call the police. Okay. Well, tit for tat! The man denied the allegations. The man had since filed a nearly $1 million lawsuit against El Hiti. The trial continues. All right, that's number one. The contender. Philip Winnikoff, 81, allegedly impersonated doctor, performed breast exams. Okay, initially when I read that, I'm like, what a fucking complete anus, which he is. But my first thought is obviously, you know, there he is, somehow he's in the hospital or a doctor's office, and then he gropes women, and what a shithead. All right, but here's how it goes down. An 81-year-old Florida man who, again, Florida, oh fuck. An 81-year-old Florida man who police say posed as a door-to-door physician and duped at least two women into having their breasts examined has struck a plea deal with prosecutors. Let me go back here. Who police say pose as a door-to-door physician. So what I now see is it's not like he knocked out the original physician that was going to come to your door to perform the breast exam that you requested. It's that somehow he's going door-to-door saying, hey, I'm a doctor. As proof, here's my doctor bag. You obviously need, you know, you're within this age range, you know, you should really take care of your breasts. Can I examine them? I mean, what is going on and who's agreeing to this shit? Philip Winnikoff was charged in 2006 with 3 counts of sexual battery, 2 counts of practicing medicine without a license, 2 counts of simple battery, and 1, as opposed to extensive, it's just easy battery, and 1 count of using the title of doctor without a license. I like that charge. Winnikoff of Coconut Creek was 76 years old when police arrested him for fondling 2 women's breasts and genitals while masquerading as a doctor giving free, unsolicited checkups in an apartment complex. On Tuesday, his lawyers told Broward Circuit Judge Sandra Perlman that they had reached a deal with prosecutors. The attorneys were late arriving in court, so Perlman, who had another trial to oversee, said she would reschedule the plea hearing. No firm date was set, the Sun Sentinel reported. 5 years ago, Winnikoff, carrying a black doctor's bag, went to an apartment complex in Lauderdale Lakes. This is all it takes. I mean, what a terrible sign to men. that really, if you want to feel up breasts, walk around in an outfit. You know, you don't need a lot of accessories. Just carry a black doctor's bag. It's all you need. Instant access to titties. Went to an apartment complex in Lauderdale Lakes. The phony doctor knocked on a unit belonging to a 36-year-old woman. He allegedly said he was visiting on behalf of a local hospital. Quote, he told the woman that he was in the neighborhood offering free breast exams, unquote. Broward County Sheriff's Office spokesman Hugh Graff said. The unwilling patient let Winnikoff into her apartment and he began the exam. After allegedly touching the victim's chest, Winnikoff moved an ungloved hand to the woman's genitals and further molested her. Suspecting that Winnikoff was not a real doctor, this is when she figures it out. I can't. It is very difficult for me as a woman when this shit happens, because it takes us down a few pegs. Like, really, this just doesn't seem right. You figure out that someone is not a real doctor, not because they are offering you unsolicited breast exams and coming to, you know, just randomly showing up at your door. That's not the sign. You figure it out when, oh, all of a sudden his hand is, you know, touching your genitals. Then you're like, hey, wait a minute, I don't think you're a real doctor. When deputies arrived, the white-haired fake physician had already left. He did not go far, however. Instead of fleeing the area, Winnikoff found another victim, a 33-year-old woman. Oh, my kid. Who lived in the same apartment complex as the first victim. Oh my god. The second victim told police a similar story, saying Winnikoff had presented himself as a doctor who was in the area giving free breast exams. Again, the woman let Winnikoff into her apartment, and again, he allegedly sexually battered his victim. Deputies later located Winnikoff and took the phony physician into custody without incident.
That I totally feel like the sleazy guy who pretends there's some party going on in his house, so you show up and then it's a date. Because that's like how it's been. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on her show, it's gonna be me and Shane, it's gonna be so much fun, and then it's like, it's just me, you know?
You're like, she's sick.
Yeah, exactly. Shane is sick. He just couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Okay, you and I will hang, that's cool, right?
Yeah, come on down to my basement. I have some things I want to show you down there. My collection.
My etchings.
Yeah. Let me show you my, I make hair sculptures. I want to show you what I can do with glue.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I don't, you know, actually that's a good lead in, I think. I think that's a good lead in for the fucktards that we have, because.
Oh, you got some good ones. I read these articles. Oh, I don't even know. If there's like a rating fucktard system, I don't even know how to do it because there's so many fucktards in every story.
Exactly it. And like, this is so infuriating because being a woman and seeing other women be stupid is somehow especially painful.
Well, the first thing that made me laugh was because both the women are in their 30s.
Yeah.
So part of me was like, oh, so of course, like, women living alone in their 30s, they're probably just so excited by the opportunity that a man wanted to touch their breast. But they were like, of course I'm going to let him into my house.
I would trust him, really.
But the funny thing is that getting a massage from a 78-year-old man, like getting a breast exam, that's a massage because his hands are probably shaking. Like, he's probably, like, approaching them with, like, minor arthritis and, like, Parkinson's, just shaking. That I don't understand, first of all, why they would trust a doctor, like, that old. And then second of all, like, it would just be a breast massage more than an exam.
Maybe. It's the fact that he was so old that made them think there was, like, some retro scene. You know? Because it's not like, it's also not like people make house calls anymore, right? Or that there are door-to-door doctors. And it's not even like these women are old enough to remember a time when there was. But maybe for some reason it was like a movie in their head. They're like, oh, look, he's old. He must be from a time back when they did this. Or
like, he's experienced. I'm like, no, like, he's used to, like, surgical tables being like an actual wood table and like a cow in a barn. Like,
that's right. He does have experience milking. And so,
yes,
you know, that would feel similar.
Exactly.
I
like my, yeah,
no,
sorry.
Please, I love you. Go on.
I was just like, the funny thing is, like, that's not the way that dream goes in my head.
Oh, God, no.
Like, in my head, the doctor that comes knocking on my apartment door is not, like, a 78-year-old man. He would look a lot younger and better looking.
Yes.
Like, That's not the doctor I'm letting in. Is not like a 78-year-old man.
That is not even the doctor I'm letting touch me in a doctor situation, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, there's nothing less arousing than having someone cop a feel of that situation, but I have to say that at least I'm like, you know, my doctor's, you know, relatively cute. So at least if he's going to be doing that, as uncomfortable as it is, it's not as hideous as this guy. Like, just...
Yeah, I want that when I ask my doctor to see his degree, it's not, like, chiseled on a rock.
Exactly. I was thinking...
It's actually printed on a computer.
All he had was his bag, as far as I can tell. I just don't understand how that's the prop that sells it. You can walk...
I guess, yeah, you see the bag and you're like, oh, this old-timey bag. Inside is leather goodness. Everything's probably sterile. I'll let this man into my house.
Exactly. There's nothing rotting in there, you know?
Yeah. Starts, like, wiping his equipment off with, like, rubbing alcohol and denture cream. I'm like, I think something might be wrong.
That's when you pick it up, not later, you know? So, yeah. I mean, that's where
I think women are the bigger fucktards in this situation.
Seriously. I think they are, too.
I think the man gets a award for being ingenious in his old age as to how he could still get some.
I like, especially, by the way, I like that he doesn't miss an opportunity. Like, as soon as this first one picks up that he's, like, molesting them, then he's like, well, let me go. He doesn't just run away like any other fucktard. He actually is like, I'll go to someone else's apartment. I'll get a 2-for-1 today. Can't just let this
smart. I said he was smart. He knew how to like capitalize on his time. He's like, I got about 7 minutes until the police get here. I could bang one more out.
I have to respect that. I have to say, like, you know, at least your criminal activities are efficient.
I don't know. This is a place in America. We don't have the government health care. So, of course, these women were probably like, what a good deal. I don't have to give him a co-payment. This is wonderful.
This is making it harder for me to understand as a Canadian. Where I'm like, well, just call up your own doctor and get an appointment 8 months from now. I mean, there's really no problem.
And I'm going to go with the second woman, a bigger fucktard, just for the sense of if he was rushed for time, it meant that he didn't have as much time to, like, really woo her with a good sales pitch.
It was just
so she fell for it like that.
He runs downstairs. He's sweaty now and maybe a little bit frightened. And he's like, hey, I'm here to give you a breast exam. And she's like, oh, sure, that sounds normal.
And if I was the woman, I just want to know, like, when am I going to hear my results by?
I think that's the follow-up question. After you're like, why are you touching me in the pussy? And then you're like, oh, okay, well, never mind that question. I just want my results. We'll overlook this as long as you tell me.
I totally forgot that he did reach down their pants.
I totally
forgot that that was in there.
That's how they clued in. Bright women that they are. It wasn't until he reached down that they're like, this doesn't seem right.
No. Yeah. Until he's like wrist deep inside. They're like, this is not okay.
That's right. That, like, probably if he just, like, stroked them gently there, they'd be like, I'm sure, you know, he's just doing the follow-up pap test. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when he shoved his little fist in, then they're like, oh, I don't think this is right.
They're like, yeah, up until, like, which point? I think it's, like, up until 4 fingers that you're, like, just being polite, and you're like, I'll let this go. I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
And then once you're being fisted, that's when it's a good sign that something might be wrong.
Yeah.
Like, if you're penetrating me vaginally and I can feel it anally, I think something, we've gone too far.
I think, Jackie, you know, I don't want to take this relationship further than you want to take it, but I wouldn't mind if you and I collaborated on a manual, on a how to not to get raped or how to clue in that you're being raped manual. Yeah, just something to think about. You don't have to answer me now. Something to contemplate.
It could be like a semi-Jeff Buckley, like, you know, you might be getting raped.
Exactly. So what do you think about our second set of fucktards? You know, trying to diversify this time it's two dudes, you know? Let's not let the dudes out of the fucktard victim situation. What do you think about somebody offering you a free massage, say, by Facebook, which is always a legit way of doing it?
Always a legit way. Yeah, they're two dudes who happen to both act like girls. So
it makes
this a little bit easier. Yeah, two dudes who, was it clear whether or not they were friends on Facebook first?
No,
or were strangers?
No, a stranger. Total stranger.
Okay. So one, you friended a total stranger on Facebook.
Well, you friended whatevs, but okay. No, cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm saying a lot of people do that. But then you're like, you know what? I trust Facebook enough to know that if this total stranger who friended me is going to offer me a free massage, it's got to be legit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Facebook has built-in security like Plenty of Fish. Like, there's no murderers. Yeah. There's no, you know, nobody's fucked up on that. And we have never read a news item where anyone from the internet has done anything. You know, like, you could...
Anything of poor quality. Like, if Mark Zuckerberg allows it on his website, then I'm pretty sure this massage is... Like, Mark has probably gone to him personally.
Personally. He knows everyone, yeah.
Exactly. So, look, let's go to the massage. And I think he went there, like, completely after hours. It was like 8 o'clock. The moment someone says, do you want a massage? Yeah. Would you like it around 11:30 at night?
I'd like you to help me out with this article because I understand so little of it. And you're young.
Well, one thing I got out of this was, damn Canadians.
We totally can say so much shit about what happens here, and you guys would probably be like, yeah, maybe.
It sounds about right.
Because
I learned about Canada once in fifth grade. So anything that happened, anything else, I'd be like, well, it sounds familiar. I'm sure Miss Cognac said that during social studies.
Exactly. We'll pretend.
The guy goes, and he gets this massage. And he only realizes that something is wrong after he's been flipped over, after his penis has been grazed three times, when he feels something wet and moist on his penis.
That's when he figures out there's a problem. Not when someone compliments his body, which I think if you're lying there on a massage table and someone's like, not bad, that would be my first clue to get. If I hadn't already, like, if I was already there, in spite of having gotten it from a Facebook message, I would then be like, ooh, we're good. You know, take care with that.
Oh, well, we're Facebook friends. I have no problem taking off my clothes in front of you.
And a moist sensation that he believed to be his mouth on his penis. But then when he jumps up, like, wouldn't that guy's, like, how fast is that guy's mouth?
That's exactly what I was just thinking, too. It's like, if you believe it to be his mouth, if you're laying there, couldn't you open your eyes and just see if it actually is his mouth?
Let's wait for a while. I'm sure, I must just be a fly that landed on my cock. Let's just wait a moment. See.
Feels like a mouse, but you know what? I'm so relaxed I couldn't be bothered to open my eyes.
Well, just check
if it is. Like, that's what I'll get to. Like, when you're laying there and, like, your massage consists of him, like, doing some weird, like, Mr. Miyagi, like, rubbing the hands together and, like, shaking. He's like, oh, like, just like Daniel-san over your body. Like, when you start feeling like he's about to Mr. Miyagi you, like, that's when you're like, something seems wrong.
So horrific. And, okay, and then what about, then his defense, which I also love, like, this whole article was so awesome. His defense was, the guy had only invited him to the spa as a prank to find out if he was gay.
Yeah, prank. Because when do you prank people that you don't know?
Yes, so, like, find out if they're gay. I just,
which one was like, are they friends? Gay. Like, how did that work?
Well, they look through Facebook photos, and they're like, you know, he and his friend are playing a game. Oh, he's gay, and then it's like, well, let's test it out. I'm confounded as to who would be the bigger fucktard from either of these articles. Like, everyone involved is a fucktard, right?
You know who I think is the biggest fucktard in this situation?
Please.
Us. For having to read about these people. I think we lose. I think we are the biggest fucktards.
We gotta
actually do, like, a real vote.
Whatever.
Our vote on
this is like, serious.
I'm giving it to the guy who showed up to the, I'm giving it to the massage, not the masseur.
The massage victim.
I'm giving it to the massage victim.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
There were many, many times where you could have aborted mission. Like, you drove yourself there. Like, the girls were victims, but that was like a victim of opportunity. If they happen to have just been in their own house, they didn't actively seek it out.
But you're right. Right there, they might be like, oh, fuck, breast exam. Great. Sure. Okay. It was an impulse decision, an impulse breast exam, shall we say.
Yeah. And but they were like, you know what? At the moment, this sounds good. I don't have to schedule an appointment. Guy actively seeked out and was like, oh, from the time he got the message on Facebook from random dude he doesn't know, drove his ass over there in the middle of the night, got a full back massage. So that didn't bother him. He did get a full back massage.
Yeah, no, that was
then he flipped over. and only thought it was wrong once you felt a mouse, you're the biggest
yeah,
card.
You're done. All right, okay, so we don't have this guy's name, we can't award it, but, you know, 29-year-old massage victim in Ottawa, you are the bigger fucktard.
You are the bigger fucktard.
Jackie, I don't want to end our lovely conversation. I don't actually want to end our lovely conversation at all, because I really like you. And also, since Shane isn't here and it's just you and me, just figured we can, like, get to know each other better and stuff, you know?
Are you about to offer me a massage?
Yeah.
Yes. I am on the Twitter.
Yes.
I am not very good at it. I'm working on it. I sometimes have good tweets, sometimes not. I kind of just insult celebrities in the vague attempt that that will get me noticed. So please follow me on Twitter at I am Jackie Gold, and I am on Facebook. So if you do add me on Facebook, just say that this is where you heard me, so that way we're not complete strangers. And
that doesn't mean we're not gonna get like freaks, by the way. That, I mean, we're like Mark Zuckerberg, you know. We're not doing a lot of vetoing or vetting. Or that's the word I wanted.
Yeah. You mean like about how picky I am about my Facebook friends? Oh no, anyone's gonna get added. I want to feel a little bit better about it.
And you're also on your website is iamjackiegold.com, and Jackie is spelled J-A-C-K-I-E. I don't have
gold, like good as gold.
Yeah.
G-O-L-D. The website I actually don't have control over.
Oh.
It's actually a website that a fan made for me like a year or two ago. And it's cute. It's fun. It leads to like a funny Nutella spoof video that we did once. But so it is a website, but I don't actually have control over it. And I just got like the password and the name and like the codes for it like a week or two ago. So now I'll start like working on it. Except I don't know how to actually do a website at all. But so the website is actually not a good way to reach me because I don't use it.
Okay.
The best is Twitter or Facebook.
She's really hot. So that is, you know, if that's the incentive you need, because seriously, hot.
That's it. I mean, if I get, like, if this brings me up to, like, 46 Twitter followers, I will be a happy, happy person.
Yeah, I can guarantee that. One or a half person will be following you.
I want the half person to follow me. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so very much for being here. You're adorable. Really, totally adorable. Rant.
So I found this guy when I was looking for some erotic audio. It didn't quite work out.
I am the Voice 666, and you're listening to Hear the Voice. You a horny little thing? I know you are. KinkyMP3Files.com. KinkyMP3Files.com. Your home for filthy, tacky, first-person fantasies. Where you're the star. Neat, huh? Yeah, all kinds of neat fun. From your homie, The Voice. KinkyMP3Files.com. And now, hear The Voice.
Okay. Oh my god.
Yeah, you could say that I do.
Yeah. Oh my god, this isn't fake at all.
Well, you know, dirty things.
Go on.
Like, maybe you plan some of the kick ass brainwashing and mind control fun, huh?
Sure, I guess.
Maybe you know
whatever.
About that.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. I'm not sure.
I always like that.
Okay, thanks.
I love it when you explore the edges.
All right, demonic laugh.
And you, naive.
I guess.
Maybe a little bit adventurous.
Maybe.
Cool. Real cool.
Oh my god. Now he's from the 70s.
Nifty work.
Oh dear.
Maybe something sweet.
I don't know about that.
Forever addicted to sucking off old men.
I really know.
Unable to stop yourself.
I can really stop myself from that.
Imagine playing with the mind control with me. You know, teasing some.
I don't even really understand this.
Before they voice, where do you think I should start? Well, I think you should start by giving me some money. That's where I think.
don't understand this fantasy. Is he supposed to be controlling me? Am I supposed to be controlling him? But I'm a slut. I don't understand this scenario. Okay. Alright, well, why am I paying him? Okay. Oh, this is the worst thing I've ever heard. Let me guess what those are. Okay, I'm going to kill him if he laughs again.
And you, putting on those headphones, huh?
What is this? What am I supposed to be fantasizing about? Oh. Oh, okay. I'm supposed to be controlled by him when I put on the headphones. All right. And I'm listening to him, so all right, I get it, whatever. But why am I paying him? It's still, I'm stuck on that. That would be fascinating. Go on. Okay, this is just so bad. Let's skip ahead a bit. All right.
Finding yourself thinking about his pelvis, his pubic region.
Why would that be an erotic way to put it? Okay, I'm getting the picture of what you're talking about. Uh-huh. Oh, it's sweaty. Good. That's so appealing.
Most likely not. What's it like down there?
Oh, this is such the worst audio I've ever heard, ever.
Rand. Thanks so very much for listening. This was episode 27, titled Dr. Fondler and the Facebook Oral Prankster. We would love it. We now have a voting situation going on, so it's very important. Please do your civic duty and vote for the fucktart of the week for episode 27. If you go to our site, this one is, it's the posterous one, bit.ly/rantmehard. There's going to be a little voting thing so you can vote. Please subscribe on iTunes and do rate us. That would be really awesome. We need some ratings. Again, not like we're desperate for attention, but we are. We are. We really, really, really are. So please do it. And if you have any inappropriate friends, tell them about this show. Tell them there's something completely fucked-hearted and you think it would be appropriate for them. And then see if they still want to be your friend. We're also on Twitter at RantMeHard. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/SNMRants. We have a new Google Plus page. Woot! That's gplus.to/SND, the word spelled out, and MRants. We also have a voicemail line via Skype, so if you go and find Rant Me Hard, then you can leave us a voicemail and rant us about whatever you like. We might play it on the show or use it as inspiration or just listen to it in a special, special time. You can also email the show, or you can email me, monica.homburg, H-A-M-B-U-R-G, +sm@gmail.com. Also find Shane at shanesworld.ca, and he is at ShaneB on Twitter. And I am yourdoseoflunacy.com. You can also find me on Twitter at Monica Homburg. And what else? Shane. Shane will be back in 2 weeks. Next week he has other plans. Oh, Shane, whatever will I torture you with while you're not here? Oh, I shall find a special thing to do.